Hey, welcome back to the Mark Mosey Show, and joining me right now here on the phone line, verified gentleman here from the listing area. I know he's been in broadcasting and journalism for a long, long time. He calls me up. He's like, look, I got to get on the air. I go, fine. We're going to have a great conversation. Let's do it. His name's Gary Allen. Does a great job. You got to follow him on Facebook, Twitter, all that cool stuff with The Express. Gary, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Mark. It's fabulous to be with you. Yeah, I got to get on the air because you're a fellow Chicagoan, and you and I think the same ways to a certain extent, and I wanted to be on and have a great conversation with you.
Oh, I appreciate you coming on, man. Let's start with the XFL. I am still hesitant after what happened last year. What were your thoughts on the first weekend of the XFL?
Well, when I heard about this, which was, what, about a year ago, they said they were going to come out with this league, I thought, oh, God, here's Vince McMahon again, the WWE of football, and I had my hesitation. I went, well, we'll see. I watched a few minutes of a couple of the games. I was impressed. It's not bad. Some of the rules are pretty good. Apparently, the Tampa Bay team is really, really bad. But what I thought was initially was, how long is this going to last? And I still have that same thought process after watching a couple of the games here and there. Will the audience remain with the team? Will what happened a couple of years ago happen again, where suddenly the audience and the attendance drop dramatically so that nobody wants to see this game anymore? But I think they've improved with some of the rules, Mark, that make it a little more appetizing for the fan. But personally, as I told you the other day when we talked, I'm a little burned out on football right now, and I need at least a 30-day, maybe 2-month break from football before I get back into it, and the next thing I want to do is the draft.
Is it because you're like me where most of your life, it's like you had football, then it end, then you have baseball, and you have basketball, and you have these different sports. Is that some of that answer right there where you're kind of fatigued from football?
Exactly, and the mere fact that my older brother Michael spent 12, 14 years in the NFL, I was around NFL players all my life. I know most of the 17-0 Miami Dolphins, having grown down there, and they were on my radio shows from time to time. Yes, I'm fatigued from it. Yes, and I wish that they would take, in baseball, remove some of the games. Let the season end before the World Series is played in Frostbite Falls, Minnesota.
No. You saw yesterday, Gary, where they want to add more playoff teams. What were your thoughts on that?
I just don't like it at all. It's getting to the point where it's like little league teams. Everybody gets a trophy just for participating. It's going to get to the point, it's like the NHL and the NBA, Mark. Every team but 5 or 6 in the league makes it, and that's not baseball. That's not what I grew up loving, the round ball off of the round bat and stealing some signs, and in particular the Houston Astros stealing signs. I mean, I want seasons to end and move on to the next one. Give me a little relief so I can enjoy the game. If you monopolize my time 24/7, 12 months out of the year with football, I'm going to be burned out in a very short period of time.
See, here's my thing. If you shorten the regular season, I'm okay if you make the playoffs longer. But they don't want to cut anything. They just want to keep adding. So you're right. We'll start in the end of March, and we'll go to November. I think that's the game plan.
Right. And I think it would be great. I mean, but having every team except for 5 or 6, like in the NHL or the NBA, make the playoffs, I'm not a biggie for that. But I want to see what happens. I'm open to it to a certain extent. But, you know, let's see how it goes. You know, let's see what happens. But as far as the XFL goes, the marketing is going to be the key. Some of the rules are not too bad. I mean, you know, like in college football, 1 foot down, blah, 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 you're a successful catch. 2 timeouts per half, a 10-minute halftime, which I'm all for that, maybe quickens up the game a little bit. And at the very same time, you know, you can hear what's going on, the communication between the quarterback and the coaches, and it doesn't get cut off 15 seconds or 9 seconds left before the snap of the ball. The kickoff is also really good. They line up parallel to each other, about 5 to 10 yards apart. They can't move until the kick returner gets the ball. He must return it. You can't down it. So that's exciting. But will the marketing, will the attendance, will the advertising stay long enough for Vince McMahon and his investors to stick with the XFL? There are some good players that may get a second and third chance into the NFL. we'll see what happens. But again, it's all marketing, and will the fans stick with it long enough, Mark? I don't know.
Hey, it's 10-week regular season with the championship game. So this is going to go on the XFL till the end of April. That's my concern with that. I think that's too long, especially where you only have 8 teams. Look, we're going to have March Madness. We're going to have opening day Major League Baseball. All these things are going to go on. That's why I'm not sure either. And look, you got to promote the players. I still need to know who the teams are. I mean, there's so many questions. This might take a couple years, but I agree with what you're saying. We're here with Gary Allen. Let's go back to baseball real quick. You made a jab about the Houston Astros. What, as a baseball guy, what is your problem with the Houston Astros?
They cheated. They cheated, point blank. They cheated, and I agree with Hank Aaron. Everybody involved in this who has been caught should be suspended from baseball for the rest of their lives.
I understand, because if Shoeless Joe Jackson's not allowed in the Hall of Fame and he's banned from baseball, and so's Pete Rose, how are these guys getting off scot-free? That's what I don't understand. I don't get it.
Yeah, and there's been no contrition from anybody in the front office. The Houston Astros, they're going to go into every stadium, whether it be spring training or regular season, they're going to get booed. And unfortunately, it's going to turn into a melee. But nobody has apologized for this. A few players have said, well, you know, it's too bad about this or it's too bad about that. And Dusty Baker is only a buffer for the moment. Mm-hmm. That's all he is. I mean, do you really think Dusty Baker is going to make that much of a difference? I mean, first of all, he's not an analytics guy, and that's where baseball is going, and I don't like the analytics part of the game. But the Houston Astros are going to get booed wherever they go, Mark. And the Dodgers, you don't think they have a beef? Then yesterday, I think you saw it, Mark, some pitcher who pitched for Toronto is trying to sue them. I don't think that's going to go anywhere because he had a lousy ERA to begin with before he even got pitched against the Astros. But, you know, nobody's apologized. Nobody's really come out and said, look, we're sorry, we got caught, we're never going to do it again. This was a major mistake. It got out of hand, a couple of players. And I'm sorry to say, one of my guys from the U, Alex Cora, was a major person involved in this, and I'm really not happy about that. I'm really not happy, because it doesn't make the people from the U, doesn't make us look any better.
No,
we already are getting denounced by everybody in the whole world anyway.
Look, you bring up some good points. It's funny where you bring up analytics, where it's like, oh, analytics. Analytics equaled we're cheating on baseball. That's all I need to know. That's what it was. Don't give me this. It's garbage.
Listen, I go back to the day where you pitch, you hit, you catch, you steal a base, you steal, you know, you try to do the best you can to win, but you don't have to cheat. And the cheating that they did wasn't much different than what other teams have been accused of. You and I both lived in Chicago. How many times have you heard the stories where opposing teams would come in and think that there was somebody in the old scoreboard with a pair of binoculars on stealing signs?
Happens all the time. It does.
Yeah.
I'm so frustrated with this story, and I got frustrated yesterday from the standpoint of baseball came out with the playoff thing so we wouldn't think about the cheating as spring training starts. That's what this was. Like, hey, look over here. Don't look at this. It's just, I'm telling you, Gary, wait till the Astros get to spring training and they have to start answering questions, because they really haven't been able to do that yet. And now they're going to get in front of reporters. And I hope those reporters get after these Astros players.
They will not stop. It'll be relentless until somebody from the front office, the general manager, the president of the Astros, the owner of the Astros, comes forward and says, okay, we screwed up. We're taking the punishment. We're sorry. It'll never happen again. Somebody's got to come forward and say, we're sorry.
Yeah, good luck. I also think
people involved in this should be suspended for life.
This is the worst. This is not going to go away. It really isn't.
No, it's not. Look, it's intriguing from a standpoint of when you read about what it was that they did. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of innovative. but it's still cheating. And as you said, if the Black Sox are going to get banned, Pete Rose is going to get banned, and there's probably 15 or 20 other people in the Hall of Fame that should have been not allowed in to begin with, either for one reason or another, by some standards. Now, Hal Steinbrenner says, let's move on from it. Oh, sure, let's move on from it. You're an owner, and that's all you care about is the money aspect of it. But the Astros will be in contention again this year. They have a good ball club. They have a very good ball club. But is it going to go away, as you said? No, it's not, until somebody says, I'm sorry, we're sorry, we screwed up, we're sorry. Somebody's got to apologize for this.
Well, what's sick and twisted is the Astros as a team are going to rally around this, where everyone's going to hate them and no one's going to believe in them, and it's going to make them play even harder. That's the, yes. Look, but they're the bad guys moving forward.
Yeah.
And what frustrates me is, it reminds me of the steroid era from the standpoint of, they didn't need to cheat. They had a great ball club. They were all talented. They didn't need to do sign stealing like that. That's what frustrates me, Gary.
Can I take this to another level in the political arena? Richard
what?
Nixon didn't do what he did either, because he had the election won. I know I was there for the election. I was part of that I wasn't part of his administration, but I was in the Air Force at Andrews at the time. Let me tell you, he didn't need to cheat to do it. It's funny how people who don't need to do what they do to try to get an upper hand are already going to win or going to get what they need to get, and they don't need to cheat or do something illegal.
It's sad. All right, let's end with this. And we're here with Gary Allen. Does a great job. You got to follow him on Facebook and Twitter. I was making comments about the University of Miami yesterday with football, I was bringing up the point where I don't think they do a good enough job recruiting around the state of Florida. You didn't like these comments, did you?
I didn't. Well, look, they do a nice job. But they have been amiss over the last few years. They have sort of let down. The gentleman that you had on yesterday, and I forget who it was, he's correct. The inner city, we kind of let that go after Howard Schnellenberger, who was my brother's coach with the Baltimore Colts. Some of the recruiting that we've been doing over the years has even mystified me. And the problem is that I think they're going to get back to that. I think Manny realizes, you know, the great talent that comes out of Florida, Texas, and California, you know, we need to get back and get the homegrown talent that we have in South Florida, Central Florida, Northern Florida. But, you know, we're not the only team that's trying to get talent here, there, and everywhere. Alabama comes in here, Clemson comes in here, South Carolina. Everybody took on to the Howard Schnellenberger book of how to recruit, and they've been going into the inner cities of South Florida, where a lot of the UM players have come from. I didn't dislike what you said. I just thought possibly you needed to be reminded that we just signed a kid from DeLand, who is a four-star defensive back who we've been schmoozing now for 4 years, and he's finally going to come to us. It's not the quantity. It's the quality of the players. You can get a bunch of players, but can they play? And that's been our problem with our offensive line. They're big and everything, but they really can't play as well as the offensive line from Alabama. So Manny's finally realized that, and I think we need to start looking at home and here in the state of Florida. And, yes, we need to come all the way up here to the I-4 and recruit from there south or even north and get some of the quality players and make it appetizing for students and players to come to the University of Miami. You know, we still have a bad rap about living in Miami. Miami does in general. But it's a great school. I went there. I think you went to Florida, Mark. I'm not 100% sure about that.
No, everyone thinks I did, but I didn't. It's okay, man.
But I went to the U, and I'm so proud of that school. I never thought I was going to get in because my SAT scores were horrible, but coming out of the Air Force and everything, they said, you know, here, you went to GW first. Yeah, boom, boom, boom. And I loved that school. That was the best three years of my life at that school.
Mm-hmm.
I love that school, and I'm not proud when they do things that aren't right, but I'm very proud of that school. I'm proud of the what they've done and the young men that have come out of there, not just athletes, but the community that they serve. And I just think that Manny has finally come around to it, and the coaching staff that they have coming in this year, the replacements, I think, are going to be great. We've gotten some great athletes. We were number 13 with 24/7 sports as far as our recruiting was concerned, way up from 21 at the beginning of the recruiting season. And I think we're going to be all right. We're going to go to the spread offense, which is going to utilize the talent that we have. And I'm looking forward to this upcoming season. But first, we've got to get past all this other stuff. But I am so proud of having gone to the U. And now that you brought it up, since we all think you went to Florida, but where did you go?
I went to Western Illinois, a smaller school. That's where I went.
It's a great school. Yeah.
I went there. I was alumni of the year. That's right. That's why I always got to stand up for them. That's a true story. The thing with Miami is, I mean, if you got to look in the mirror, and look, Florida and Florida State have their own problems in the last 10 years. They've all had to do coaching changes. But especially with Miami, you can't change coaches every 2 years and then think the transfer portal is some Mary Poppins thing to fix everything. Like, no. They got to get back to the basics. And then it's like, stop with, we got to get a guy that understands the U culture. There is no culture right now. There's no winning. There's nothing. Get back to the basics. And I think the key is, realistically, get it in the right direction and compete for an ACC championship, something they've never done in 20 years in the ACC.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. You can't keep changing coaches. They did talk to Mario Cristobal. He had certain demands. At the time, that administration didn't want to meet their demands. I have been saying for a very long time, I know Mario. He's a great guy. He would have been great. He was very successful at FIU, which is on the western side of the city, a sister college for us, in a sense, although they did kind of pound us in the ground. We do need to get back our identity. But here's something else, Mark, and I'll kind of end it with this. For many, many years, I think a lot of the athletes that we got thought they just put on the UM uniform, and suddenly it's the 80s and 90s again. Mm-hmm. It's Howard Schnellenberger. We're going to win. We're going to defeat everybody. And it doesn't work like that. You have to get a new identity. You have to keep the coaching staff together. And I think maybe Manny's learned that lesson. Mark Richt was supposed to be the guy to do it. And it looked like, at first, he was starting to do that. Unfortunately, he would not look at his talent and say, we need to go to a different type of offense. You can't just pound the ground, pound the ball in the ground. Other teams are going to defeat us. We need to be the U. We need to utilize our speed, and we need to get a kid and a quarterback who can quarterback, and we've been missing that for a long time, because whether they went to the pro football or not, we had some pretty good quarterbacks college-wise for a very long time. We had good linebackers. We had wide receivers. We had a couple of running backs that are still, Frank Gore is still in the NFL somewhere, God bless him, I think with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
So we have to get a new identity, a new UM, and forget about what happened in the past. Florida State is having their problems. The Gators have had their problems. But here's the stigma that we've been left with, thanks to the University of Notre Dame. You know, the convicts versus the Catholics. Those days are gone, and we need to remember that we're in a new era. We have young people who don't even remember the Canes from back then. They don't even know who they are. They're standing on the sidelines. I talked to Michael Irvin, and Michael went, these kids don't know who I am except my son.
You're absolutely right. It was funny. I was talking to a guy the other day. He goes, my son is going to graduate high school this year. And I go, you know what? He was born in the 2000s, wasn't he? He's like, yep, pretty much. That blows my mind, buddy. It really does. So you're absolutely right. Where the kids
it's like me trying to go back with my brother who played for the Colts and thinking of the Johnny Unitas era in Baltimore. It's not happening.
No.
It's like going back to Green Bay. Those days are gone. You build on that heritage, but you have to bring in new players with a new identity and understand, and Manny finally got it. We need to go to the spread offense. We need to go to a quicker defense. And Manny going to Temple probably, as you said, would have been a wonderful thing to do, but they needed to make a switch, and they needed to do it right away, and Manny seemed to be the logical choice at the time to get things done. We'll see, but if they keep switching coaches, you're absolutely 100% correct. You cannot get a new identity, and you cannot continue to move forward and get the recruits you want if you keep changing coaches every 2 years. Hopefully that comes to an end and we start something new with the U, something we all can be very proud of, because after all, you can talk about Ohio State all you want, but it is all about the U, Mark.
The only problem, it's February. We got to get to Labor Day.
Waiting for the Astros to apologize.
Yeah, I know. Gary Allen, how can they follow you on Facebook, Twitter? The floor is yours, man.
Facebook, Gary Allen, A-L-A-N. On LinkedIn, Gary Allen, the same thing, A-L-A-N. And on Twitter, it's at GA the Express. I want to hear from all of you. Soon I'll be back on the air, hopefully one of these days, and hopefully Mark and I can do this again, because it's always fun to be on the air with Mark. And just, you know, keep in touch. Let me know what you think. Email, you can do it with Gary Allen at cfl.rr.com. Send me a note. Let me know what you think, what you want to do. I'm open to any suggestions. I'm open to any type of criticism, and I take it with great heart, because you got to learn. Every day you got to learn something new.
Awesome stuff, Gary. Thanks for coming on, and I'll see you around. All right, man?
Thank you, Mark.